To local politics now, with the Virginia governor's race becoming more intense. On the Republican side, Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling's move to drop out paves the way for conservative firebrand Ken Cuccinelli, Virginia's attorney general. Democrats seem to be gathering around former DNC chairman Terry McAuliffe.
And joining us to talk more about it, James Holman, national political reporter for Politico. Good to have you back, James.
Good to be with you, Sean and Veronica.
Hey, it was certainly an interesting election season just passed, but 2013 in Virginia could be very, very interesting with a Cuccinelli versus McAuliffe race. Seems like voters on the far left and far right might be satisfied. What about the middle?
There's a lot of dissatisfaction in the middle. This is going to be the most expensive race in Virginia history, and it could well be the nastiest. These guys are both going to attack each other as extremists. They both have long paper trails, a lot of positions that are outside the mainstream. And Virginia is increasingly becoming a purple, independent state. So it is kind of surprising that just a few weeks after this election, where Mitt Romney and George Allen lost, Republicans are rallying behind this very conservative candidate. And Bill Bowling, the lieutenant governor who dropped out of the race, had a press conference today in which he continues to kind of play the part of the sore loser, criticizing Cuccinelli as conservative and saying that he was the better candidate, he just wasn't going to be able to win the nomination. That kind of rhetoric isn't very helpful as Republicans try to appeal to those moderate voters.
Speaking of that, Republicans have been talking a lot about reaching out to women, Hispanics, young voters by rallying behind Cuccinelli. Are they going back on that?
Veronica, there's a divide among top Republicans in Virginia about the lessons of the election. The state chairman, Pat Mullen, says they only lost by 150,000 votes. It was really close. If they would have done a couple things, small things, differently, Mitt Romney could have won Virginia. And then you have other folks who I talked with for this story that I just wrote, like former Governor Jim Gilmore, who says, no, we have to appeal to women and Latinos and young people. We can't talk about the 47% and the gifts and all those things. And so there's this tension among Republicans about what to do. And candidly, a lot of Republicans, they won't put their name to it, but they're very nervous about Ken Cuccinelli as the Republican nominee, just because on a lot of issues, he really is outside the moderate area where a lot of Virginians are comfortable.
In our final 30 seconds, on the other side, Democrat McAuliffe, seemed to be a liberal. Are there any Democrats out there who might make a late entry into the race?
That's what we're watching right now, Sean. It doesn't seem like anyone will enter on the Republican side. Tom Perriello, who was a one-term congressman from the Charlottesville area, is now at the Liberal Center for American Progress. He is actively considering getting in, and there's some talk that someone else, maybe from rural Virginia, will join the race. That would change the dynamic, and it would help the Republicans, because now that Ken Cuccinelli does not have a Republican opponent, he could start appealing toward the middle, and if there's a Democratic primary, they'll have to appeal to folks on the left.